back home. Maintenance arrears, safety orders, DNA tests and grandparents seeking access to their children. These were just some of the cases before the family law courts in Dolphin House in Dublin last week. Valerie Cox is with me in studio. Valerie, you've been keeping a close eye on these courts under new, easier reporting arrangements that have come in the last year. And again, coming close to Christmas, clearly there are another range, there's another range of really tough cases coming through.
Yes, Sean. And one of the things I noticed was the number of very young women coming to court. Now, we see this all the time, but there were a lot of them last week, mostly seeking maintenance from the fathers of their children. And this is a very difficult situation because usually the fathers themselves are very young. They're often teenagers. Many of them are unemployed and being ordered to pay very small amounts of maintenance, say even 30 euro a week, because all they have is this unemployment. And this is how many of these little families enter into a cycle of poverty. And the first case I have illustrates this. This was a young homeless woman with a two-year-old child and she was seeking maintenance. She said she'd been involved with another fella at the same time and had been in an on-off relationship with the father. However, she'd got both men to take DNA tests and now the father had been identified. She said he knows about the child but hasn't seen him in 2 years. Now, this young woman had been living with her mother, but she said there was no room for her and the baby, so she was homeless and she was now living in a hotel with the child. This was in Court 41. It was Judge Gerard Furlong. And he was very sympathetic. He chatted to her about the accommodation, her chances of getting a permanent home, and he issued a maintenance order against the father for 30 euro a week. But then, and this was very interesting, normally these orders are paid directly into the mother's bank account. But this was the problem here, because it turned out that she couldn't open a bank account because technically she's homeless and homeless people can't have a bank account. And the judge was a bit annoyed about that. And he said, look, he said, your PPS number should be enough to get you a bank account. He said it was a problem he'd seen before in the courts and it's very unfair. He said he appreciated the banks have to worry about money laundering, but that PPS number should be enough.
There was another case, Valerie, I think it was a maintenance one where there were four children involved.
Yes, indeed. This was a couple with four children and the mother was seeking maintenance from the father who's on unemployment. So that means he's getting about 188 a week. The court heard that the parents have a working arrangement on access and the father would like to have the children overnight, but he doesn't have somewhere to bring them. Now, first of all, the judge said he wasn't comfortable making an order for more than 40 euro a week, but he told the man, if you can pay more, please do so. Now, he was very keen to encourage the relationship between the dad and his children. And Sean, you see this a lot with the judges in the family courts. And he put a note on the order to say the father could have overnight access as soon as he obtained suitable accommodation. And he said this note might actually help his situation because you're not going to get overnight access till you have your own place.
Again, maintenance and access, and I suppose that the stuff of everyday business in these courts. But there was a case I gather as well, Valerie, where a mother had moved out of the jurisdiction.
Yeah. Now this is a very unusual one. A very young woman again, and the father had taken the mother to court because although he has an access order, the mother had moved to rural Ireland. But Sean, we're back to poverty here. She had a home. She was renting an apartment. The rent had been raised. She couldn't pay that. She moved back in with her mother, but she was looking for another house she could afford, couldn't get it, and decided to leave Dublin as rents are cheaper down the country. The father complained that he'd only seen the child in 3 months and three times in 3 months, and there were other issues as well, including allegations of verbal abuse in a shopping centre. So Judge Furlong said, look, the mother should have applied to vary the access order, and he made very definite arrangements for Christmas so that the child would get the father for two overnights. Now, he also said the pair would have to go to mediation. This is a free service provided in the family courts and it's used a lot and it sorts out a lot of problems. And then he adjourned the final hearing of the case.
Of course, Valerie, it's one thing for a maintenance order to be granted. It's another thing for the money to come through.
Very much so. And this next case illustrates that. This was very frustrating for the court because the father had been ordered to pay maintenance of 120 euro a week. But he was now so in arrears to the tune of 4,000 1,640. Now, he sent a message to the court seeking an adjournment because he said he's a full-time carer and couldn't be there. So the mother was very annoyed, very upset. She said he'd used the same excuse 3 years ago. She cried in court and she said, look, I have a small baby and I had to leave the baby to be in court myself. Now, the judge was very anxious to resolve this and told her he would be sitting on Christmas Eve and would hear it then. Now, he was very tough on the father in his absence. He said he would have to bring documentation to court to verify what he said, and he would be in serious trouble if they were lies. His solicitor then said that the man has a lump sum available, and the judge got even more annoyed. He said, look, he said, that could be a fiver. He has her bank details. I'm not going to play a Dutch auction because he should have lodged the money into the account. He said, I will issue a bench warrant on Christmas Eve. I'm serving a warning now. This lady needs the money.
There was another one, a safety issue that arose, Valerie.
Yeah, now I can't give you very much detail on this, but a young woman came looking for a safety order because she said her partner choked her till she lost consciousness and threatened her with a sledgehammer. The safety order was granted and the judge gave her some advice. I mean, she was clearly quite intimidated. And he said, look, if your paths cross, tell him I have a safety order and then call the Gardaí.
Valerie, thanks for that. No doubt we'll have more from the courts, from the family courts in the coming weeks. It seems like a very, very busy place.